Welcome to this week's edition of The Green on Delaware Public Media, our first of 2020. I'm your host, Tom Byrne. It's good to be back after our holiday break. Last month, the State Board of Education and Education Secretary Susan Bunting made the final call on charter renewals for five first aid charter schools. All five were renewed for another 5 years, but one came with a caveat. That one is Odyssey Charter School, which was placed on probation last year after questions were raised about its management and financial dealings. Some questions still linger surrounding Odyssey, but the ball is not completely in its court to answer them. Contributor Larry Nagengast explains the latest on Odyssey's situation in reporting you can find right now at DelawarePublic.org. And he sat down with me this week to discuss it and some other developing charter school news. Let's talk big picture first. Odyssey gets a five-year renewal if it fulfills terms of its probation, which they were put on last year. Where does the school stand with the majority of those probation terms?
For the most part, the school is in good shape. Keep in mind that the issues here have nothing to do with the school's academic standing. I mean, in terms of curriculum, student performance, Odyssey stands in the upper echelon of the state's charter schools. The issues here relate to the school's management and its spending practices. Now, so as far as the terms of the probation and what the school has done thus far, first of all, they've rewritten portions of the school's bylaws, and they're in the process of reorganizing the school's board of directors so that it is no longer automatically controlled by members of the Greek fraternal organization that founded the school and its affiliated groups. Second, they've changed procedures and operating policies for the school's Citizens Budget Oversight Committee to increase transparency and give the school community more access to information about how the board and the school leadership make their financial decisions. Third, they're working on several initiatives to improve communication and build trust with parents, faculty, and the rest of the school community. Some of these items, like periodic town hall meetings, have already begun. Others, like starting a newsletter, are going to take a little bit more time. Now, in all these areas that we've mentioned here, the school should have very little trouble meeting the June 30 deadline for complying with all of the terms of its probation.
But one area remains problematic, and that is the investigatory audit that was ordered. Last month, just before the renewal decision by the state auditor's office delivered results of work done by an outside auditor it hired to look at Odyssey. What, if anything, did that audit reveal?
The audit is the big sticking point here. Now, some of us might remember that last year there were questions raised about some of Odyssey's spending, particularly when it set up an early learning center that would be affiliated with the school, and for two school officials to attend a Greek organization's convention in Atlantic City. So that's what triggered this whole request for an audit. The Department of Education ordered that the school would pay for what it called an investigatory audit that would look at certain groups of financial transactions that were made between 2017 and 2019. Now, the problem here is that this term that was used by the Department of Education, investigatory audit, doesn't really have a specific definition within the accounting profession. And as a result, after all this back and forth, what the department got back from the auditors really didn't provide the level of detail that the Department of Education was looking for.
So as you said, the Department of Education less than satisfied with what was delivered. What specifically are the complaints they have with it, and how is the auditor's office responding to their critique of this audit?
Okay, well, it's not simple, but I'll try to summarize it simply and briefly, okay? The private auditor, the Santora CPA Group, was hired by the state auditor, Kathy McGinnis, to look into Odyssey's spending. Now, Santora's report included, among other things, a list of more than 140 payments that totaled more than $250,000 that Odyssey could not provide documentation to justify. Now, the Department of Education was looking for more than just a list. They wanted the auditors to tell them whether Odyssey did anything wrong in making these payments. Now, McGinnis is saying she's satisfied with Santora's work, that they delivered all that they were asked to do. So now what we have is a little battle brewing between the Department of Education and the auditor, Kathy McGinnis. The department thinks that McGinnis could have been more helpful in making sure that the terms of the contract with Santora would produce what they wanted, and now it wants help from McGinnis's office in interpreting Santora's findings. McGinnis says that her office doesn't have the time or the funding to do any more on this at this time, but it would be willing to help if the Department of Education does desire to pursue this further. Meanwhile, Odyssey is going through its files looking for the missing documentation and promises that it's going to turn over whatever it finds to the Charter Schools Office. But they're not sure when, they hope it's soon, but they're not sure when all these documents will be dug out, and they're not sure how complete the documentation will be when they're finished looking.
So there is still obviously a fair amount of time here before June 30th. Could another audit be done? Will another audit be done?
Possibly, but I mean, Odyssey was ordered to pay for this audit and to produce all the documents that the auditors asked for, and this was done within a tight time frame. The probation letter from the Department of Education was issued in late July, but the audit contract wasn't signed until the first week in October, and there was a deadline of mid-December to get it all done. Now, anyhow, you wouldn't think that after what it did to cooperate that Odyssey would want to pay for another audit. Kathy McGinnis says that the state auditor's office doesn't have the time or the staff to do the work, but it's willing to work with the Department of Education, presumably to arrange another contract, possibly with another auditor, to produce a report that's more like what the department was expecting the first time around. Now, McGinnis isn't saying this, but my guess is that if there is another audit done, she's going to insist that the Department of Education pay for it. Anyhow, presumably within a month or so, Odyssey is going to deliver a stack of receipts and memos to the Department of Education as it attempts to document those 140 or so questionable payments. And somehow, before Odyssey's probation ends on June 30th, the department is going to have to try to figure out whether the school did anything wrong. Right now, they're not sure how they're going to go about doing that.
You mentioned Odyssey is looking for those receipts, trying to fulfill that part of it. Is there anything else that they're saying about this audit or how they're getting their financial house in order?
Josiah Walcott, who's the president of Odyssey's board of directors, said the experience has taught the school that it does need to improve its financial record keeping. Now, when I spoke with him, I didn't go into a great deal of detail about how that's happening, but he did say the school is cleaning up its procedures. It's going to do a better job making sure that future expenses are properly documented, because it really doesn't want this sort of thing to happen again.
In working on this story, you also spent some time looking at what else is on the horizon with charter schools. And in the pipeline are some charter modification requests that are coming up. The biggest one is from one of the state's biggest charters, Newark Charter. What is it looking to do now going forward?
Well, the Newark Charter plan is, it's a really big deal. Newark now has a kindergarten through 12th, grade 12 program with an authorized enrollment of about 2,400 students in three buildings on a campus off Elkton Road in the southwest corner of the city of Newark. Now, the school has purchased and rezoned additional land, and it wants to put up a fourth building to house its middle school as part of an expansion plan that would bring total enrollment up to about 3,100 students. The additional students would be spread over all 13 grade levels, and the increase would occur over 4 years, starting in the fall of 2022. Now, Newark Charter has a huge waiting list, so they shouldn't have any trouble filling all these new seats. But you know, in raw numbers, adding nearly 700 students, that amounts to, well, the equivalent of a very large elementary school or a small middle school. And given that the Newark Charter School has an admissions priority that goes to students who are living within a 5-mile radius of its site, means virtually everybody who goes to the school comes out of the Christina School District. So Christina could suffer a fairly significant enrollment bite if this Newark Charter proposal goes through. So it's going to be very interesting to see how all of that plays out.
Two other schools are also looking for modifications to their charters. What are their plans?
Okay. First of all, we've got the Sussex Academy, which had a fairly successful middle and high school program in Georgetown. They want to add an elementary program, putting 240 students in kindergarten through fifth grade. Now, Sussex Academy is working on a deal to take over the site of the Jefferson School, which is a struggling private school a couple miles away in Georgetown, and it would use Jefferson's building to house this new elementary program. program. Now, because the building is currently being used as a school, if this charter modification request is approved, Sussex Academy would be able to open this elementary program in the fall. The third modification request is far more modest. The Academy of Dover, which now has an authorized enrollment of 300 students in kindergarten through fifth grade, is asking approval to bring back its sixth grade program, and that would result in adding about another 30 more students to the enrollment.
On the new charter front, there is one application in. Where is that?
Well, we don't know a whole lot about this one because the proposal hasn't been posted on the Department of Education's website. The department officials right now are reviewing it, make sure that everything is complete and in order before they post it. But we do know that it's filed by a group from Kent County that wants to open a kindergarten through eighth grade charter school that would be called the Destiny Leadership Academy. And if approved, it could open as early as the fall of 2021.
You also note that there was an application that was expected to be filed but did not materialize. What is the story there?
Okay, well, last summer we talked a bit about the proposed Brian Allen Stevenson School of Excellence, which is a high school planned for the Milton area. And it's timely to mention this now because the school is named for the Milton native who has become a distinguished civil rights attorney and whose memoir, Just Mercy, is also the title of a feature film which just happens to be going into national release this weekend. Anyhow, the school's organizers had originally planned to submit their application this year, but they're still working out the details for site acquisition and for construction. So they've decided to hold off filing the application for another 12 months. Their goal still is to open the school in the fall of 2022. So again, we're going to have to wait a year to see what happens and how all that develops.
Thanks to contributor Larry Nightingale for his time on The Green this week. Larry's latest reporting on Odyssey Charter School and other charter news is available right now at DelawarePublic.org. And The Green continues in a moment with more about new carbon capture technology being developed at the University of Delaware. You're listening to The Green on Delaware Public Media.